here's a story from The World.
So much cargo and nowhere to go. By now, you've likely seen the long lines of cargo ships choking the waters outside ports around the United States. Retailers are worrying about the supply of holiday goodies that are stuck floating in the harbor. Companies like Walmart and Home Depot are even chartering private ships to try and bypass the bottleneck. Joe Harris is a spokesman for the Port of Virginia, which is one of the busiest ports on the East Coast. He is very dialed into what's going on. How would you describe the situation in American ports right now, Joe?
I liken it to a car that has, you know, it has 100 miles an hour on its speedometer, and you can push that car to 100 miles an hour sometimes. But you can't run that automobile at 100 miles an hour every day without it beginning to break down. And our supply chain is being asked to go 100 miles an hour.
And one of the breaking points are at the ports. What are the other obstacles right now?
One of the big issues is warehousing capacity. This idea that we'll just bring the stuff in and we'll put it in a warehouse and we'll get it when we need it. You can't, because the warehouses are full. Many of the manufacturers and retailers, as they saw what happened during COVID, stocked up and said, well, let's make sure that our shelves are full just in case we go through another period of COVID. So you have that, and then you have the regular business on top of that, and you have retail season on top of that.
So does it just sit at the ports? Is that what's happening, or does it stay on the boats?
Yes and yes. Trains were pulling into various load centers, and there was nowhere to take the cargo off to, so it would sit on the train. Truck drivers. People have said, well, there are not enough truck drivers. Well, there are. There are enough truck drivers for normal operation.
So what's the problem?
Well, we're not in a normal period. Those drivers cannot work double time. They have hours of service that they have. These are federal rules that govern how long they can spend on the road. So they have to get their rest.
So you're saying the logjam with the ports and the vessels has now spread to other modes of transportation, trickled down to railroads and trucking?
Absolutely. You know, adding capacity to supply chains is expensive, and it doesn't happen quickly. So, you know, you could throw hundreds of billions of dollars at it today, but it would take years for that to materialize as far as capacity.
There are companies, as I mentioned earlier, like Walmart and Home Depot, they're actually chartering private cargo ships to get goods to stores faster. How does that make things any faster when all the ports are looking so damn crowded right now?
I have been in this business for 21 years, I think, and I have never seen or heard of a private company chartering a vessel, loading it with its containers, and pushing it to the United States. And what they're doing is they're chartering these vessels, hoping that they can push that vessel across the ocean quicker and get it in the queue quicker so that it'll go through processing at the port.
Almost sounds like the equivalent of paying somebody to wait in line for you at a concert or an event.
If they look at a port and they say, it's not congested, that's a good spot. They'll negotiate it. And that way they can land their cargo and get it moving toward its destination in the United States.
What's interesting, Joe, about the Port of Virginia where you're at is there has not been as huge a backup as at other ports. Why do you think that is?
The Port of Virginia owns, leases, and operates its assets. Because we own and operate and manage all those assets, we can be very nimble in decision-making if we see a problem coming. Not all ports have that flexibility to make those decisions. The Port of Los Angeles is much larger. I believe there are more than a dozen terminals that make up that port complex. And all of those terminals, while they share a common harbor, they are all owned and operated by different entities. So you just can't tell your neighbor, hey, I'm congested. Can you take this vessel for me so while we catch up? It's simply not that easy.
So as you look to plan for the coming months, Joe, what are the variables that you're watching to see how all this is going to loosen up?
You have to go back and look at China, where it's cutting some power and it's not producing as much in manufacturing regions. So we have to look at that. You have to look at the Chinese New Year, which happens after Christmas. That's very traditional. The industry has known about it forever, and we've always planned for those 2 weeks when Chinese people take off and celebrate the New Year. You have to also plan, well, maybe there is another wave coming. So there are just lots of things to keep your eye on.
Joe Harris is a spokesman for the Port of Virginia. Joe, thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
From PRX.